Welcome to the Push Pull Sales and Marketing Podcast. I'm Marcello.
And I'm Sherry. In each episode, we provide you with sales and marketing strategies that you can implement immediately into your own business. Today, we're going to be discussing how to finish out the year strong. But first, I want to take a moment, remind you, you can always reach out to us anytime with questions. We have a bunch of resources available, are always happy to chat, kind of see where you're at, what you might need, and if we might be able to help. You can email us at pushpullsales@gmail.com. We can go from there. But I also wanted to say, we're glad to be back and recording. It's been a while, but we've been busy, and that's a good thing. Absolutely. in this world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we've been working on a couple different projects, have a lot of things in the works. So again, it's obviously good to be back. So
we've been focusing on getting ahead in our main careers and putting a lot of focus into that. And this is something that we love doing. And it's a bonus for you guys too. We love to share that knowledge. We love to help you out.
But you've basically been working with basically two startups in the past couple months here. So
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of balls in the air for sure. So I'm glad that we're getting back to this, that we're able to, you know, share a lot of what we've been doing lately, kind of strategy-wise, and chat with you guys, and we'll continue to have episodes out. So for this one, we are recording here, and when this is released, we're getting really close to December 1st. So
yep,
this will probably be released end of November, beginning of December, which is like 1 month till the new year.
Right.
So for you, we're mostly going to be talking about sales world, sales quotas.
Yeah.
All of that good stuff. I think a lot of business stuff tends to wind down right now. It kind of depends. It depends if you're in retail, obviously this is going to be a busier season for you. Mm-hmm. But a lot of other industries, I mean, people are taking extra time off. You're kind of already in holiday mode. Like, people are like, I'll take care of it mid-January. I'll get back to you in the new year is a very common email response that I get around this time of year. So what do you want to talk about?
So first off, I want to shift that. So we want to change that mindset right now when we talk about it's the end of the year. And it feels like every single person who's not a sales rep is pretty much taking time off and someone who isn't working. So a lot of times sales reps will think that, yeah, it's the end of the year. It's harder to close business. People are out, all that good stuff. And this really turns actually into a self-fulfilling prophecy. So talk about changing that mindset. The opposite can be very, very true. And again, there's plenty of practical reasons why. So I'll give you an example. So we live right here in the mid-Atlantic and actually within the Northeast. So actually when the weather stinks, it actually becomes our friend. Because if you think about it, if I'm trying to get because we talked about this before, how to get past the gatekeeper. Let's say I'm trying to get hold of a decision maker. Chances are if the weather's bad, it's snowing, whatever. Yeah. Probably the person who's going to answer the phone is going to be an owner. It's going to be someone who's very, very important to the business. Not to say that other people aren't, but maybe the person you're trying to get a hold of is likely going to be the person who's actually in the office. Right. Likewise, within reason, let's say the roads are bad, all that good stuff. You know, chances are if there's just if you have like a little dusting and all that good stuff, anyone who's a sales rep in December who's in the Northeast all of a sudden treats it like they're in Georgia and they've never seen snow before, and they give themselves some kind of reason to stay home. Again, same thing. That might be an opportunity to kind of catch somebody. And even in terms of what I'm doing today, I've actually found time where it's like, hey, you know, the roads are kind of bad out there. Hey, I just pulled in here. I figured, you know, today's probably a slow day for you. Like, I actually have some time. Come back. You know, yeah. So what do you got for me?
Right.
You know, so that can actually be a better time, right? Likewise.
Or if you live in California and it's raining and everybody stays home because it's like the one day that it's raining in California.
Is that true? Does that happen in California?
Yeah. If it rains, they're just like, I'll do it all tomorrow.
That's funny.
So if you're out there, maybe it's not snow. And I think if you're in the way up north, I don't think anything stops anybody. It's like blizzard and you're still going to school, going to work, doing all that.
One of the things that I don't miss about logistics is that. So, for example, the weeks leading up are actually the worst time if you're in that industry, because things need to get delivered before the holidays, before Christmas, and that can be used. Yeah.
Inconvenient.
Weather's actually inconvenient there, but you can actually use it as an insult, transition to that part. The other thing, again, in terms of change that mindset.
As a what?
Use the weather as an actual, use a holiday cheer, use the weather as an actual in. You know,
oh, an in.
Yes.
I thought you said an insult.
No. You're going to use it as an, I'm going to explain how you're going to do that and how we're going to actually verbalize that.
Right.
But the other mindset thing to kind of think about too. So again, it's really how you perceive things and how you approach that. So for example, everybody else is slacking, right? Everybody else isn't working. That means I have two less things that I'm actually competing with. So one, my competitors are probably taking time off. So one of the things you can do, and probably makes sense too, if you're flexible, you can actually delay when you're going to take your vacation. Who says you have to take that vacation between December, you know, whatever, 20th and whatever? Maybe just take off the normal holidays, take a week off in January, especially because you closed out the year and you had such a good year, right? So you can do that, but thinking about your competitors are slacking. Likewise, other sales reps, other people, everyone else in the whole world except for you is not trying to get whoever you're trying to talk to or whoever you're trying to move. You're not fighting for that attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, one of the hardest things, and if you kind of think about Gary Vee and you think about some of the other, you know, salespeople out there, you talk about Grant Cardone, one of the biggest things that you kind of have to push through is noise.
Yeah.
So there's a lot less noise in the holidays, right? So there's just less salespeople out there. And when I say noise, I mean that part.
Yeah, that like the decision makers, maybe they're not getting quite as many emails. Maybe they're not getting quite as many calls.
Unless it's something retail or something like that. And then you're
right.
Getting Amazon
then,
Black Friday.
Yeah.
Cyber Monday, Cyber Week, Cyber Month.
Right.
So you have all that stuff actually spreading. So when we talk about spreading holiday cheer and using that as an actual in,
mm-hmm.
right? So we talk about planning for the holidays and how you would actually use that. So when you say, hey, Happy Thanksgiving, how's everything going, blah, blah, blah. Hey, before you know it, Christmas is actually going to be right around the corner. Now, I know we've been talking about moving forward with X, right? Most people I talk to, okay, immediately want to get something done before we actually head into Christmas, right? So three words I use there, and I'm very particular about that, okay? Now, okay? So I want to create urgency now. Most, so again, I have that whole herd mindset. People I talk to, hey, most of the business I'm dealing with right now, right, are looking at getting this done before December 24th. So again, I'm actually planning ahead here and I'm kind of setting up those expectations. And then December 24th, whatever Christmas, that creates enough time where it's not so much where I actually have quote unquote pressure or anything like that, where it's the end of the year and I have like that, like commission breath. Because a lot of times sales reps who are not at their number, who are close and they know it's going to be close, they get that commission breath.
Yeah.
And people, they
smell it.
They smell it. They see it. Exactly. And
turn
it
them
is,
off.
It is bad. I mean, sometimes if you've ever been in any kind of establishment and the question's asked in such a bad and obvious way, it's a complete turnoff. Like I'll give you an example. When we were at one of our favorite establishments, it's a local video game store owned by a large franchise. Not going to say who, but you have certain ones. And then somebody asked like, in such an obvious way, like, what games are you most excited for coming up? And he asked in front of my kids. And I'm like, I know you want to push a pre-order. I know you do. It's so obvious. You're not doing it in a way that you feel like you want to help me.
Right, which there could be such a way that, like, if it's just a conversation or you're, like, chatting and, like, you can make that more human. If maybe you're like, I'm excited for this, or did you like this game, or if you like that, maybe you'd like
and then
this.
You have the herd, like, and then you have the herd mentality, too. So you say it the right way.
Yeah.
Right. So let's just say I say X game. Great. Now, most of the people who are coming into the store have actually pre-ordered that. You know, so I want to make sure you're able to get a copy.
Before Christmas.
Right. Boom. Now we've created some kind of urgency and now we're actually able to move things. But again, that the holiday season, you can use that as actually a good excuse. So Thanksgiving rolled around. Good excuse to kind of get people to, you know, kind of lower their resistance level.
And it puts timelines on things. It puts really concrete deadlines in their head without you seeming pushy.
All right. I'm not framing it as, hey, are you going to do this by, which we are going to cover that
by
soon.
Like March 13th seems like such an arbitrary date, but this is something where use that to your advantage.
Now, if it's, go ahead.
I had a different question for you. So if it was along those lines, but you say like, okay, holiday cheer can be used as an in.
Mm-hmm. It's an excuse to call somebody. It can also be
really cheesy. So that's how do you...
attitude and all that good stuff. So you have to be genuine, and we're going to do a separate podcast just on that. So I was actually mentoring somebody who's trying to get into sales or whatever, and he's like, what kind of advice do you have for me, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, just be you. Like, just be genuine. Like, don't have an agenda. Like, people, right. People smell that and people know that, whatever. So, like, when I'm trying to help him, I'm not doing this, you know, because I have some kind of hidden agenda or I want to push them or anything. I legit want to help that person. And if you believe in your product and your service, that's what you're doing. You talk about, like, holiday cheer too as an actual in. You have to actually have a genuine interest in your customer and how they're doing it. So that's the big difference between, like, hey, how was your weekend? Okay. Hey, anyways, so I wanted to talk to you about this.
But you also have the opportunity, and it's those things are sometimes harder and more time consuming to do where, okay, holiday cheer is an in. Maybe it's not a mass email to all of your customers, but it's handwritten letters to some of your top customers, or especially in B2B world. Like, it's taking that time because, again, people see through it. When you get a printed postcard that says, like, happy holidays, and on the back it's just printed out, and you know they printed out 5,000 of them, you know, it... yes, okay, it puts them top of mind, you see the name, you see who it's from, but it's also like, okay, this is a marketing tool.
Absolutely. So this is where also being consistent. So we talked about using the end of the year as a deadline. Throughout the year, so if you've already missed the boat on this, start now. Where we're creating, and we talked about this before, when I'm having a conversation, when I have things that are in my sales pipeline that are actually in the funnel, right? I need to have set deadlines when somebody's going to do this, I'm going to do that. So whether that's you're going to send me over data, I'm going to analyze the data and I'll let you know of our solution, or hey, you know, let's go ahead and set up a demo by this date, whatever. Okay. After we set up the demo, whatever, I'm going to put together options. You'll have a proposal within then. Let's set up a conference call within then versus like, hey, I'll actually look that and actually get back to you. And this is where believing in what you're doing helps out a lot, because a lot of times what will happen is people, we could do so much on actual mindset. Like, you're like, yeah, I'll send out the pricing, whatever, and I don't feel as confident. Like, when somebody says like, oh, I'll look over that, it's like, no, well, hold on. Most people I talk to, again, that's what I say, most, okay, set something up within the next week, whatever. I know things are gonna get crazy in the next couple weeks. Why don't we go ahead and get this out of the way, right? And so I don't have my, you know, I don't know. Well, let's go ahead and get your calendar out in front of you, right? Just pull it up. It's quick. Everyone has their phone. Okay, you have your phone. Let's go ahead and look at that. And let's go ahead and do that. But if you don't believe in your product, you're not going to push. You're not going to do that. Yeah. Right. So you
take everything as an objection, like as a, like a personal no, instead of just the person being busy.
Right. And a lot of times I don't want to ask questions. So if I don't believe in that, I don't want to ask things that might end up with, I'm not going to get the deal too. So this is,
you feel like you're hiding stuff along the way.
Right. So this is the next part that you want to do. And again, this isn't in any particular order. Well, the mindset probably is always fixing, getting your mind right. It's probably going to be always going to be the first thing.
Right.
The next thing is going to be, again, if I had to put things in order, let's clean up your pipeline. So what is that? What that actually means here is, how many things have I been calling them 13, 14, 15 times, whatever? How many people am I calling because it's easy? Mm-hmm. Where I can get in, and he's like, oh, I haven't made a decision yet, whatever, and I'm still kind of holding on to that, right? Or how many things have I just basically kind of banged my head at against the wall, or maybe it's time to have a candid conversation with the customer.
And when you say, yeah, like cleaning out your pipeline, like, it can actually be helpful to you to get some no's now.
Yes.
Instead of you wasting your time on this for another 3 months.
Exactly. And again, you have different things that kind of stand in the way in terms of pipeline management. So we talk about having too many things at the top of the funnel, things not moving through.
Right.
I could have one huge big deal that's all of my funnel right now that's actually holding things back a little bit. That's actually preventing me.
Right.
The other thing in terms of pipeline management too, and this is something that a lot of people worry about, is I don't want to initiate somebody now because I'm like, oh, it's kind of the end of the year. I won't be able to close this now, whatever. I'm going to ignore that customer, right?
Right.
And again, that's actually poor, poor pipeline management. So if I have something where the interest is pretty high and I can move things from A to Z pretty quickly,
yeah,
let's do that. So I don't want to not engage things that are actually at the top of my pipeline, because what happens a lot of the times is that a sales rep will go and they will focus on the bottom end of the pipeline.
And what do I have that's close? Which isn't bad. Especially if you're doing quarter, like if your numbers, you're reporting quarterly, then I could see that being very cyclical and getting stuck in that where it's like, you know, every third month you start ignoring potential leads.
Absolutely.
And then you get stuck and then you panic again. And then
you stop prospecting. So we had Jeb Blunt on the podcast. I don't know how many episodes back. And one of the things he talked about in his book, Fanatical Prospecting, is people forget about the 90-day rule. Maybe for your business, it's a 30-day rule. It's a 60-day rule. You stopped prospecting. So depending on how your sales cycle is, did you stop prospecting coming up to Thanksgiving? You know, maybe you did that and then December 20th comes around and depending on your cycle, you're like, oh shoot, I forgot that rule. Especially when all the commission checks and the bonuses had actually came through,
yeah,
right? So one thing you want to do is, again, don't be afraid to take a client from A to Z.
Episode 62.
Okay. So again, like in terms of his book. Now, his book is phenomenal if you're an outside sales rep and his books are phenomenal as is, but Fanatical Prospecting, if you're an outside sales rep dealing with territory management, all that good stuff, that's great. That is a great resource for you, right? So we covered, again, change the mindset, right? To use the holiday as a way to kind of engage the customer. And also set deadlines if I haven't done as good of a job of that. And again, how I would do that, again, is using those three magic phrases. It's not please, thank you, and excuse me, because you should always use those anyway. It's now, most, and immediately, right? So you want to use those words. So now, okay, hey, now, hey, I just wanted to touch base with you real quick on this, or hey, now I just wanted to kind of go over the options with you. Most people I'm talking to right now, I'm using that now, I'm just subliminally throwing that in there, right? Most people I talk to, right, want to get this out of the way, right? Or hey, most of the business I'm talking to, you're trying to get your tax write-off, whatever. So again, using the holiday, end of the year, mm-hmm, you know, let's go ahead and do this now so you can get that tax write-off, right? And again, they immediately just get it out of the way so that we don't have to worry about it before Christmas and the holidays. So I use that as an actual excuse, mm-hmm, right? So, but we have to be particular about that because that commission breath. It's the end of the year, it's the end of the quarter. Come on, what's right. going on? So how would you want to be approached? Let's just say like you've been kind of dragging your feet on something. What would you respond well to? You personally, would you want someone to be a little bit more direct and say, hey, look, Sherry, we've been talking about getting this whatever consulting set up for your company for how many years now?
We've been years?
Talking, you know, or months, whatever it is, right? What's going on?
Yeah,
like, how would you respond well?
That's tough. I mean, I think it really depends. Well, more straightforward, I think, is better.
Mm-hmm.
I think those questions, like, is there any more information that you need from me to say yes or no to this? Like, what's holding me back from that decision? Because if you're just kind of following up, like, I'll just kind of let you do whatever and just
you'll
kind
let
of,
me keep circling back, whatever.
Yeah,
so we need
it's just it's easier to do that. And I mean, yeah, because I've been in that situation where they're like, you know, if this isn't a fit, let me know now and I'll stop bugging you, basically. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm, yep, good, thanks, nope, not interested. And
mm-hmm,
because otherwise you feel like if you give somebody an inch, then they're going to keep bugging you. So you're kind of like, I'll just ignore it. It'll go away. Mm-hmm. And good salespeople don't go away unless they're told to go away, I would assume.
Right. Well, this is where that pipeline management comes in. So in terms of my previous role when I was a salesman at my other company, what I would do with my sales reps is I'd have them honestly look at their deals and we'd have them rated, mm-hmm, you know, on a scale from 1 to 10. What are the odds? And again, maybe having somebody from the outside take a look. So maybe that's a good time to sit down with your manager too and say, all right, let's go ahead and look at these deals. You know, and sometimes it'd be something simple. Like I'd have a sales rep and they'd say like, you know what? I really think this is going to close. Oh, really? This is going to close? Yeah, I have a really good feeling about this account. Great. Okay. The person you're talking to, what's their last name? Okay, great. What's their title? Okay. How many conversations have you had with them? Oh, we had two, but they were really good. And he told me to call back. He said he'd get me this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So having somebody from the outside, but again, we talk about how to maybe move things along that we've kind of spoken with before. A couple different ways that you can do to kind of be direct, mm-hmm. right? And again, like to kind of do it the right way. So for example, I might say, hey, Sherry, I'm going to get your attention real quick. I'm going to do something I haven't done before with you. Okay. I want you to be absolutely brutally honest with me. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to ask you, okay, right now to go ahead and move forward with this because I feel like we've kind of discussed this. I mean, obviously you said before this makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and actually move forward with this now.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I have that kind of energy.
Right.
I'm not worried about it. And I don't need that deal.
Right.
Right. So it's like, look, I'm gonna, it kind of shakes things up a little. I'm going to do something I've never done before. I got your attention. I said your name. I got your attention. I'm going to do something I've never done before.
And I like that you said it's something I've never done before with you. Because if you say this is something I've never done before, I'm like, yeah, that's BS.
Yeah. And the other. Like, right.
I know you do this with everybody. So, but to say like, okay, this is something different that I haven't done before with you.
Right. And the other thing too is, again, without making it as harsh, I'm going to move forward with this now. So some people might say, like, I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and get started. Let's just go ahead and actually give it a shot. Mm-hmm. What do you say? We'll go ahead and give it a shot. Whether that's a 3-year contract, whether that's a 10-year contract or whatever that is, whether that's buying a house, let's just go ahead and give it a shot. Right? So if we talk about like buying a house, whatever, hey, look, we've been looking at these properties ever. You looked at, are you guys going to put down an offer? So let's just say I'm a real estate agent, because a lot of times people are like, oh, you always talk about software and taxes and all that good stuff. So let's say I'm a real estate agent, whatever, you know, and like our real estate guy, I mean, he might be like, I'm going to ask you, okay, to do something I haven't asked you to do before. I asked you to put in an offer here because we've looked at every single thing that's available in the market.
I don't know. I feel like that's a different situation.
It depends.
That's such a personal thing.
It depends.
I feel like that's a different.
So maybe not real estate, but regardless. So I'm going to ask you to place an order. Okay. I'm going to ask you to place a couple orders.
Something like that. If you're talking like long-term contract, you can't be like, let's just try it out.
And we're also kind of shooting from the hip. I think that might not hurt, but it's sometimes saying that too, like, well, let's go ahead and get started.
But if it's something where it's like, yeah, and I know we talk about
a 1-year contract, again, all that's mental. Let's go ahead and actually get things started. Right. Let's just give it a shot,
right.
You know? And if everything made sense and I did a good enough job selling everything before, then that's fine. And maybe I need to do that. Maybe I need to re-engage and get your attention again, right? Maybe I need to do that and actually start from scratch and say, hey, really quick, I just wanted to run through the numbers again and see, hey, do you actually have it? No, it's actually, that might be insulting. Hey, I just want to see what kind of questions you have about this, mm-hmm. and maybe say, all right, well, do you have enough information now to go ahead and actually make a decision on this, to actually move forward with that?
Right.
Right. And again, this is where good questions in the beginning helps. Like, for example.
Right. If you've already been through all of this and all that's left is just.
Yeah. This is assuming that I have the right person, I have the right decision maker, all that good stuff. Because if I didn't ask, like, for example, we talked about counterintuitive questions to kind of get the actual truth out of people.
Yeah.
Like, for example, magic wand question we talked about. You know, if you did do this, who would be upset about it? This is a good question to ask right now again. So, okay, I just want to make sure. We kind of discussed this, right? Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm asking you to move forward. Is there anybody that would be upset if...
If you actually did, right?
Yeah.
And again, this is where I want to get that, you know, quote-unquote nod momentum to. Terms are good. Everything makes sense, right? Okay, good. If you had the ideal terms, what would that look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay. So, and maybe even admit that too. Like, I can't do that. Maybe somebody's holding out a little bit too because they're like, all right, it's the end of the year, blah, blah, blah,
right.
Discounts, whatever.
Right.
So that's where being upfront too is say, look, like, I don't play those games. And you need to create that upfront too, like where I'm not going to basically cut things.
This is the price it was 3 months ago. This is the price it always is. Like, what I could for you.
Exactly.
From the get-go.
So then you have another way. So we talk about using the end of the year to kind of finagle things, right? Mm-hmm. So we talk about end of the year. Say, look, you know, what I have in place right now, right, the contract, we have an update rolling out. I'm going to have to redraft everything. Right for you. So again, before we actually have to redo the contract, before we actually have to redraft anything, I mean, do you have any objections to how everything as is? No. All right. Well, let's go ahead and do that. Because again, if not, I'm told this. Because again, we're gonna have to redo that. Whatever. I'm gonna have to revisit this.
Right.
And this is when you send out pricing. This is when you really should have a good grasp of that. Or for example, we talk about allocating resources. Say, look, my company right now, and that makes sense. My company, we're trying to plan. We're trying to allocate resources for next year. You're very important to me, Sherry. Again, it seemed like this is a really good fit for what you're doing. I want to make sure I'm able to have those resources in place. But the only way I can lock this in is if we actually get this done now, right? And then sometimes people, be honest with you, like, nah, go ahead. You can go ahead or say.
But at least you have that answer.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Other things, and again, this is more of a mindset thing. You still need to focus on the process. Let go of the outcome. So again, this is where that commission breath needs to go away. Let go of the outcome.
You know? I do have a question as far as like the process. Like you said, I think that it's hard to gauge, like, I guess you don't want to rush things. So when you said, like, if someone's motivated to move A to Z quickly, like, great, don't slow them down. Mm-hmm. But that same rule applies no matter what month it is, no matter what the time of the year, like kind of going off of them.
But what sales reps will do is they'll ignore something that comes in December at the time. Right.
But I'm saying, like, it's still the same kind of thing where, like, for the process, you also don't want to skip steps. Like, you don't want to.
Yeah, no.
Like, just because it's December, you don't want to skip and rush it, because a lot of times those clients are the ones that end up canceling or looping back because you didn't follow the process. You didn't truly sell them on it, explain all the benefits, help them see all the value.
That's very important.
They have buyer's regret.
You bring that up as a very, very valid point. So, you know, we have friends who have a separate business who we kind of discussed and said, you know, you've actually trying to shorten your sales process and trying to cut corners, quote unquote, has made attrition go way up, right? So basically you get an account and then it drops. So same thing, you don't want that to happen. The last thing you want is you want that actual, in window sales it's called rescission, but basically same thing. You know, you don't want that basically comes back later, it actually gets canceled, right? Mm-hmm. That's the worst possible thing, right? So you definitely don't want to push that to where something's actually going to get canceled. The only other thing, and there's a lot of things I want to talk about, but the only other thing to talk about, finishing the year strong too. So all this is assuming we're talking new business, mm-hmm. right? Let's just say that you have, you're a account manager. You have a lot of different things. This is a good time to actually fix attrition, right? So this is a good time to take a look. So let's just say realistic.
Can you explain what attrition means?
So when people leave, basically, like, okay. Talk. So back in previous life, when a customer, like, their sales numbers went down a little bit and that volume went down, we'd say that customer's cheating on us with somebody else, right? So some of the business, some of that, so let's just say you had 100% of the pie. Let's say you had 50% of the pie and you think everything's good, you know, until you actually take a look at the numbers and you say, like, you know what? I think this is dwindling here. Let's go ahead and actually figure out why. And that's where that holiday cheer, that's where that soul kind of coming out helps. So right. You know, if you were doing all the right things and send them letters and cards and all that good stuff. So, like, after you sign them up, you send a thank you card, right? You ask.
And just all the general customer service stuff. Like, it's a good reminder that, like, if you're taking a look at everything and realizing people are falling off or if there's a certain pattern,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot easier to fix it once you know what's going on.
Maybe even say, too, hey, Thanksgiving, holidays, all that stuff. Hey, how's everything going? Blah, blah. I kind of get through that. Again, that's important to not skip that relationship aspect of the actual rapport building. Say, hey, I was thinking about you. I actually was looking over your account here. I noticed the same time last year, we actually did a lot more for you. I just wanted to see, I mean, is something going on? Like, help me out. Like, what's happening, you know?
Yeah.
And they might say, like, you know, well, you know, we wanted to give these people a shot. We've always had a good experience with you, blah, blah, blah. This is a good time where you can, if you haven't before, done a face-to-face visit in a while because you've had them.
Right.
Maybe it's time to make a face-to-face. So, for example, previous life, we used to spread holiday cheer. We would have our sales reps go bring Starbucks gift cards, chocolates, candies, all that good stuff. And just come in and just actually talk to the customers. And a lot of times you got a lot of good information because people let their guard down. And then likewise, who could say no if somebody's bringing chocolate or something like that, right? Or who's going to be mean about that?
I'm sure there are people. I'm sure you've come across people.
Oh, yeah. 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 Absolutely.
It's going to happen.
Absolutely. And there are some people who even take the gift or they'll take the whatever. And then they'll be like, get the hell out of my office. But in terms of that too, so you want to fix that attrition. You basically, if you have a leaky bucket, we actually want to go and actually address that. So that's a good time to do that. You know, so if you have existing accounts, this is a good time to actually lock things in for next year. Same reasoning. I want to say, hey, look, I have this customer service rep. I have him dedicated to your account. I want to make sure that, again, so everything's going well with Sue. Yeah, Sue's phenomenal. I don't want anybody else other than Sue. Great. In order to keep her in place, ever to extend the contract, why don't we go ahead and actually renew early so that way we can actually get her in place. I'll lock her in for you, right? Or, hey, if you sign now, whatever, I can commit to that because I know the resources. The other thing is whenever you're making changes to the contract or you're doing something for the end of the year, you have to be able to justify that. You can't just say it's the end of the year. I want right. you to do something unless there's a benefit. So whether that's, hey, you don't have to plan. Let's just get this done, right? Mm-hmm. Or, hey, this is locking in my resources, whatever. Yeah. Or if you do have some kind of discount, let's just say whatever. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to justify that because if not, I'm not going to believe that or I'm going to wait for another price cut. I'm right. going to wait for something else, right? All right, so wrapping up here. In terms of things you can do, first off, work on that mindset. So stop coasting. Okay, stop thinking it's holiday mode, thinking, oh, everyone, no one's working except for me, feeling sorry for yourself, all that good stuff. You have to think actually the opposite. And the opposite actually a lot of times is very true, especially like thinking about the weather too. It's going to be your best friend. This is a time when there's less noise out there. Use the holidays as an excuse to reach out to the customer. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff. Frame things up in a way that you're using the end of the year and saying, now, most immediately, most of the people I'm talking to, here's what everybody else is doing. Use that actual herd mentality. Fix attrition. Now's a good time to look at the numbers this year versus last year and actually say like, hey, what's going on? Or looking at 6 months ago, you know, and just because it's the holidays too, again, laying out some soul like, hey, like, you know, we've kind of done business for a while and I was thinking about you this Christmas. I was looking at your account and I was like, hey, what's going on? What did I do? You know, and again, it's really hard for somebody, especially if you're doing the, we used to call it a goodwill ambassador, mm-hmm. you know, bringing over chocolates and stuff like that. It's kind of hard to be mean to a goodwill ambassador, but you're right. Some people will. If you have any kind of tactics that you were kind of scared to try, do it. Go for it. You know, whether that's, for example, I've mailed cell phones with, you know, FedEx and all that good stuff and called and, you know, just kind of get things moving. Clean up your pipeline. Things that have been stuck there. So that kind of goes into the pulling out the stops a little bit. Clean up your pipeline, right? Should I really be calling this person right now? Is this really the best use of my time, especially knowing I'm losing basically what? Christmas Eve, Christmas. Mm-hmm. I lost Thanksgiving. I probably lost Black Friday. So a normal month, I have 22 sales days. Realistically, between New Year's Eve and all the good stuff, I have 19, right? So make the most use of your time. Work the accounts that you have that are coming in. Don't stop prospecting. Don't stop doing what you normally did. Eliminate distractions. So all these Christmas parties and holidays and all that good stuff, or maybe during the workday going on Amazon and kind of searching for stuff and kind of daydreaming, stop that. Is that going to help you get to your goal? Is that going to help you actually do things? So again, cut that out. Just focus on what you're doing. You'll have plenty of time to shop on December 23rd and December 24th. It'll be okay, right? Back to basics when we talk about focusing on the process, not the outcome. So all the other fundamentals that we talked about before still take place. So the outcome, oh, what happens if somebody's going to say no, or I've always had this in my back pocket and that's going to ruin my Christmas because I'm going to be thinking about it all the time. Well, again, that's all how you actually perceive it. And again, sometimes simple questions are kind of change things up. So that tactic to say like, hey, Sherry, I'm going to ask you to do something I haven't asked you to do yet, right? I got your attention. I'm kind of like, then it's kind of different, whatever. So this is the time when you actually want to try that. But again, all this works, right, to have a phenomenal end of year when you have the right attitude, you have the right skill set, and you're kind of doing all the other things right. If you want a separate thing on like special tactics, that can work too, but that shouldn't be just something special for December. If I could have used a different question or a different
kind of... You should be incorporating that always.
Exactly. If I could have done that before, basically I was holding myself back all year. I shouldn't pull out all the stops just because I'm trying to make my number now. I should basically have not put myself in a position where December is the most stressful time of the year, you know? But,
which can be tough. But plenty more on that, I'm sure, as far as, you know, we always try to cover stuff that you guys can actually use, start implementing, start trying out. But you know, listen, re-listen, start to make those a habit. I feel like, you know, those little tidbits, sometimes those phrases can make all the difference, or even the inflection mm-hmm. of how you're presenting those things. So, you know, listen to them until they kind of start to become more of your vocabulary. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of Marcello talking throughout these episodes. So get his voice in there, and that can be helpful in and of itself.
It won't kill you, right? I mean, you've kind of been exposed to it for a while.
I've been exposed to it. I'm still kicking. So I think that wraps everything up for this episode. Like I said, if you have questions about this episode or other stuff, or, you know, need a couple pointers or something like that, you can always email us, pushpullsales@gmail.com. As always, thank you to bensound.com for our intro and outro music, and thanks to you guys for listening. We will tackle another topic next time, and you can always view our show notes and resources at pushpullsales.com, and you can follow us across social media at pushpullsales. Thanks. See ya.